One of the major functions of blood is to carry oxygen to the tissues. If the tissues are starved of oxygen, this condition is called hypoxia. And for some tissues, it can lead to damage very quickly. For example, the brain and the heart, especially with the brain, any time period without oxygen can lead to damage right away. Other tissues, on the other hand, can live a little bit longer without a steady supply of oxygen. So there's some variability in the body. When we think about what is going to cause low oxygen in the blood, there are a variety of things that can cause this, and we'll be touching on these throughout the semester. One obvious cause would be low respiration. If for some reason a person is breathing, taking in breaths infrequently, so their respiration rate is low, or if they're taking, excuse me, very shallow breaths or not breathing at all. Another cause, another category of causes for low oxygen in the blood would be an inadequate transport of oxygen by hemoglobin in the blood. So for some reason, the lungs are taking in plenty of oxygen, but it's not being transported from the lungs to the rest of the body by the blood. And this can be caused by a couple of factors, in particular, not having enough circulation. So if the blood is picking up oxygen in the lungs, but it's not being moved efficiently throughout the body, that can cause low oxygen in the tissues. And a second cause in this case would be not having enough red blood cells. So if the person is anemic, for example, and there simply aren't enough red blood cells with enough hemoglobin to carry that oxygen throughout the body.